I would like to introduce my lecture to you with a personal a description of a personal discovery which I made 15 years ago when I stayed at the bank of the river Ganga. I had made a pilgrimage to the source of Mother Ganga called Gomukha. And it was in around September where I arrived at Gangotri, a town from where it is about 25 more kilometers until you come to this glacier from which Ganga streams with a lot of force into the plains of India.
Ero arrivato a questa cittadina chiamata Gangotri, che si trova solo a 25 km di distanza dall'apice del ghiacciaio da cui sprigiona con tutta la sua forza Madre Gange, che poi va verso la valle e tutta l'India.
Yes. So on on when I arrived, I had met a yogi and made friends with him. His name was Prasanna Atma. He had a little cave up in the mountains, which he offered me for my own usage. It was a luxury cave because it had something like a heating system in it. It was a barrel, an empty barrel, and you could put some wood in there and light it, and then it would spread heat, and then it would heat the walls of this barrel, which were smeared with clay, and it kept nice and warm like a Italian central heating system.
Era una caverna di lusso perché aveva un sistema di riscaldamento. C'era un barile che praticamente veniva riscaldato mettendo dentro dei tronchi di legna, e dietro al barile c'era dell'argilla che riscaldandosi emanava il calore per tutta la caverna. Era come un sistema di termosifone italiano.
Yes. And as my host Nita Chan can describe to you, I like heat.
E come può dire anche il devoto che lo sta ospitando, Nita Chandra, ma lascia che c'è molto.
Yesterday he came into my room and he said, "Oh, it's 30 degrees in here." So I use the central heating of the yogi in his heat in his caverna, in his. So I stayed there a whole, I think the whole morning, and then I went down to the river Ganga to chant a few extra rounds.
Sono stato lì tutta la mattina e poi sono andato in riva del fiume Gange per cantare dei giri extra.
And as I was sitting in this beautiful surrounding, you know, up was the cave, was my cave, with the, and down I was at the bank of the river, I made a profound realization which I want to describe to you.
E mentre ero seduto con questo bellissimo panorama sulla caverna degli yogi, sulla montagna e sotto Madre Gange che scorreva, ho avuto una profonda realizzazione che volevo condividere ora.
When I was chanting, I all of a sudden saw inside my heart a goddess, Mother Ganga.
Mentre recitavo, ho visto all'improvviso dentro il mio cuore una dea, Madre Gange.
I saw her coming down, riding on a crocodile, on the you know, on the waters of the river.
La vidi arrivare in un crocodrillo sul letto del fiume.
And I felt very, very exalted.
Mi sono sentito molto
esaltato. I could see, so to say, on the TV screen of my heart, a divine scene.
Ho potuto vedere nel monitor televisivo dentro il mio cuore una scena divina.
And I sat there with great awe and reverence.
Mi sono seduto lì con grande reverenza.
2 hours passed.
Sono passate 2 ore.
And I was absorbed in what I saw inside of my heart. Later, I read in Srila Prabhupada's collected lectures about what I had seen. He said, in our heart there is something like a TV screen. And in this screen we can see God.
In questo monitor possiamo vedere Dio.
But unfortunately, he said, our screen is, our TV is broken.
Ma sfortunatamente, scriveva, la nostra TV è rotta.
And then he said, but the repairing process by which we can develop our spiritual vision, that is called Krishna consciousness.
E continua dicendo che il modo per riparare questa televisione è chiamato coscienza di Krishna.
What I learned much later, as I was understanding our philosophy deeper, was that without my, let me say, my knowledge, I had actually become so privileged that I could use for a moment that divine vision.
Più tardi ho imparato, approfondendo la coscienza di Krishna, che io potevo usare la mia conoscenza riparando questa televisione interna.
And I started to research this phenomena and then develop a seminar out of it, of which I will give you a little glimpse.
Iniziai a fare ricerche su questo fenomeno, iniziai a leggere e ho sviluppato un seminario da questo e vi voglio dare delle piccole chicche da questo seminario.
Piccole, yes. So, let us first of all start. Most of the people in this world are called Bahir Mukha.
La maggior parte delle persone in questo mondo sono chiamate Bahir Mukha.
Yes, they are outwardly looking into the world of the sense objects.
Stanno guardando fuori, all'esterno, verso il mondo degli oggetti.
You know, they are looking for something to eat.
Sta cercando qualcosa da mangiare.
Something to look at, something to touch, something to understand outside there. But then there are others who are antarmukha, not bahirmukha, who want to look inside and see, is there something inside also?
Che vogliono vedere cosa c'è dentro, si chiedono se c'è qualcosa dentro.
Very often people who orient themselves in the outside world are internally empty.
Molte volte le persone che guardano molto esternamente al mondo materiale sono vuote.
Yes, they are, you know, always active in the outside world.
Sono sempre molto attivi nel mondo esterno.
They tend to see that they have value when they achieve something in terms of money and build a nice apartment and drive a good car.
Tendono a vedere di valore quando acquisiscono qualcosa, per esempio avere molti soldi, una bella macchina, un buon appartamento.
And then there are other people who are internally rich and they don't need anything really outside, on the outside world.
Che sono molto ricche dentro e che non hanno bisogno di cose fuori.
our Krishna conscious path is something where we want to develop internal riches.
Il nostro percorso nella coscienza di Krishna è qualcosa dove si deve sviluppare una ricchezza interiore.
The Chandogya Upanishad describes to us something about this internal wealth.
La Chandogya Upanishad descrive qualcosa su questa ricchezza interiore.
They say that every one of us lives in the town of nine gates.
Dice che la maggior parte di noi vive nella città delle nove porte.
The body is a town of nine gates.
Il corpo è la città delle nove porte.
Two eyes.
Due occhi.
Two ears.
Due orecchie.
Two nostrils.
Due narici.
One mouth.
Una bocca.
And then two gates underneath the belt. It's a little private. So there is a constant traffic going through these nine gates. Just like in one of these medieval towns, you know, there are the gates and then there are truckloads or horse-carried chariots who come through the gates in and out. We see things.
Noi vediamo le cose.
We speak things.
Noi diciamo delle cose.
Constant traffic is going on.
C'è un traffico costante che va
avanti. In the city of nine gates.
Nella città delle nove porte.
Now, inside this city is a very special house.
E dentro c'è una città dove c'è una casa molto speciale.
This is called the heart.
Questo è chiamato il cuore.
And inside this heart, my dear
people, questo cuore, amicali,
there is a very special room.
C'è una stanza molto speciale.
It's called the sky of the heart.
This è chiamato room. Il cielo del cuore.
It's very small, but it is at the same time so big that the whole universe fits in there. You know, although our camera in the heart is so small, I can think about America in that place. Or Italy. That's a huge, it's a small place which has a huge capacity. In the Bhagavatam it is said that in that small space you will find the Atma, the soul, and the Paramatma, the Supreme Soul or God. Sometimes this small space is also compared with a lake.
A volte questo piccolo spazio è paragonato a un lago.
On this lake there are two powerful swans.
Su questo lago ci sono due cigni molto potenti.
Like, look at these beautiful swans in the back
where
Prabhupada is, huh? One swan is the individual soul, and the other is God. So if you know how to find this space inside, this, you will know how to find yourself and you will know how to find God. But if you don't know, you will run around in this world looking for yourself.
Ma se non lo sapete, allora correrete da tutte le parti in questo mondo cercando voi stessi.
In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, this mysterious place in the heart is described to be a lake of love.
Negli scritti di Bhaktivinoda Thakur, questo luogo misterioso è chiamato il lago del cuore.
Yes, and next to the lake is a wonderful, wonderful temple hall.
E accanto a questo lago c'è una bellissima sala del
If you know how to find this temple, you will find on the altar a golden colored lord.
E se saprete come trovare questo tempio, riuscirete anche a trovare sull'altare un dio tutto d'oro.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It
is described that inside there is always this divine sound going on. I'm sure that some of you can hear this divine sound sometimes. It's when you have done a lot of kirtan, then you can hear a divine vibration inside the heart. It's almost like an echo. And if you can hear that, you don't need any tape recorder any longer. No MP3 recorder. You can buzzate all the classic music away. You hear actually the divine sound in the temple of your heart. But again, most of us are so foolish. We work like asses and donkeys to try to find a replacement for our lost spiritual treasure.
Per cercare un rimpiazzo al nostro tesoro spirituale che abbiamo perduto.
Hare Krishna. Even in the Hare Krishna movement.
Persino nel movimento Hare Krishna.
Sometimes we meet devotees who after 40 years of practice are not able to contact the temple in the heart.
A volte incontriamo devoti che dopo 40 anni di pratica non sono capaci di contattare il tempio del loro cuore.
Let me now discuss a little Vedic psychology. I was talking to you earlier about the Bahyamukha devotee, the person who is outwardly active. Yes, in our language he's the Kanishta Adhikari. He believes he's valuable if he has made big projects. If he has opened many restaurants, distributed a huge amount of books. Yes, and so on. But he is inside very dissatisfied. He is envious of those whom he thinks are more successful in the external world than him. Sometimes he thinks that those who have more visible results are more dear to God. Yes, he often is not able to see the benefit of another spiritual path. When someone has not the same spiritual master as he has, he feels threatened. And he feels angry towards those who he thinks have more attention, get more attention. In the Vedic psychology, it is described that people who are on the material platform, they always want to grasp things outside of themselves. Their mind is like an elephant who always grasps for things. I was once in Sri Rangam, a temple in South India, and I remember I was standing there when all of a sudden I felt some was in my pockets.
Una volta mi ricordo ero a Sri Lanka, un tempio del sud dell'India, stavo guardando qualcosa, a un certo punto ho sentito qualcosa nelle mie tasche.
And I went like.
E allora ho dato un colpo così.
But I was hitting the trunk of an elephant. It was an elephant who tried to take a banana out of my pocket. Or some Krishna cookies. The mind, and then I looked around and who wants to fight with an elephant? So the mind of the ordinary conditioned soul is like this elephant. You know, the elephant trunk is moving between two tusks.
Sapete, la proboscide dell'elefante si muove attraverso le due zanne.
Zanne? Yes, Zane. So, in the same way, the mind of the ordinary conditioned soul moves between positive and negative.
Allo stesso modo, la mente delle persone condizionate si muove attraverso i due poli, positivo e negativo.
This I like.
Questo mi piace.
This I don't like.
Questo non mi piace.
Accepting and rejecting, accepting and rejecting. Yeah. Acceptare, rejectare, yes. Constantly this is going on with our material mind. Stop this!
Fermato!
You should find out the treasure which is inside of you. The soul and the supreme soul. There was once a very poor Brahmana. He heard in a lecture from devotees that you don't need many expensive things to worship Krishna. If you are poor, he had heard, you can build a temple in your mind and worship Krishna there. So, every morning he had gone down to the river. He did some breathing exercises. And then he meditated that he was taking his bath at four holy places, four holy rivers. And after having bathed, he went into a wonderful temple which he had constructed within his mind.
E dopo aver fatto il bagno, lui andava in un bellissimo tempio che aveva costruito nella sua mente.
In this temple of the heart, he changed the cloth, the garments of his beloved Radha and Krishna.
In questo tempio del cuore, lui cambiava gli abiti ai suoi amati Radha e Krishna.
He did a wonderful ceremony with a lamp made from jewels.
Faceva una bellissima cerimonia con una lampada fatta di gioielli.
And every day he would cook for the deities on the altar.
E ogni giorno lui cucinava per le divinità sull'altare.
No, so one day it so happened that he cooked some sweet rice.
Un giorno successe che aveva cucinato del riso dolce.
And while he was preparing this preparation, he wanted to test if it was already cool enough for offering.
E mentre faceva questa preparazione, voleva provare a vedere se era abbastanza tiepido per offrire.
So please remember, everything happens only in meditation.
Ricordatevi che tutto ciò accade in meditazione.
So he was taking his hand in the sweet rice to see if it was already cool enough for offering.
Quindi immaginava di mettere il dito nella preparazione per vedere se era abbastanza fresca da offrire a Krishna.
Now, while he was touching the preparation,
mentre toccava questa preparazione,
he was shocked, it was so hot.
Rimase scioccato perché era così caldo.
He was waking up.
Praticamente si risvegliò.
His finger was red.
E il suo dito era rosso.
He thought, I was only meditating.
E pensò, ma io stavo solo meditando.
How is my finger red all of a sudden?
Che il mio dito sia
improvviso. Now, while this was going on, the Lord in the Vaikuntha planet smiled at Lakshmi. Ha ha ha. Lakshmi asked, why are you smiling? I will show you. So the Lord told his servants to bring this Brahmana immediately back home. The messengers of the Lord came and told the Brahmana, the Lord wants to see you. He was pleased by your service. So in this way the Brahmana was brought back home, back to Godhead. Because he had used the temple of the heart. He had worshipped the Lord and pleased him. Srila Prabhupada, he writes about this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, a devotee can please Krishna with things which he offers physically or things which he offers within his mind.
Srila Prabhupada spiega questo nella Chaitanya Charitamrita, che il devoto può soddisfare Krishna con cose che offre fisicamente o con cose che offre nella sua mente.
Both is equally good.
Entrambe sono buoni allo stesso modo.
My dear friends and my dear skeptics,
miei cari amici, miei cari scettici.
You never know who is in the audience. Let us remember, we are spiritualists. We should not make ourselves dependent on material things which are outside. Krishna is interested in devotion. He is interested what goes on inside of you. You can do outside many, many things, but if inside you are hateful and you are not happy with other spiritual life, you are actually a violent devotee.
Potete fare tante cose esternamente, ma se dentro avete odio o non siete soddisfatti con la vita spirituale di altri, allora in realtà siete dei devoti violenti.
Yes, inside you are still aggressive.
Perché dentro siete ancora aggressivi.
Not full of love.
Se non siete.
So therefore I think it is very, very important for us to cultivate this inner space or this level of Krishna consciousness.
Penso che sia molto, molto importante per noi coltivare questo spazio interiore dove essere coscienti di Krishna.
Not that we do outside something and inside we are something else.
Non che facciamo qualcosa all'esterno e dentro siamo qualcos'altro.
I think you remember this ancient story about the two renunciants who went to the bank of a river.
Penso che vi ricordiate di questa storia di due rinunciati che andarono sulle rive del fiume.
On the bank of the river was a beautiful lady who wanted to cross the river.
Sulle rive di questo fiume c'era una bellissima donna che voleva attraversare.
And she asked the renunciants if one of them would be so kind to carry her across.
E le chiese ai rinunciati se qualcuno di loro sarebbe stato così gentile da portarsela dietro.
The younger immediately said, come, and took her.
La portata attraverso il fiume. Il giovane disse, sì, certo, vieni con me, ti porto io.
And then when he had crossed the river, he put her down on the other side.
Se la portò sulle spalle dopo aver attraversato il fiume e la mise giù nell'altra sponda.
Both of the renunciants continued their journey. After 5 hours, the older one said, are you not ashamed of yourself? You touched a woman?
Dopo 5 ore, il più anziano disse, non ti vergogni, tu hai toccato quella donna.
The younger said, I just carried her for 5 minutes across the river, but you carry her already since 5 hours.
Io l'ho trasportata solo per 5 minuti in quel fiume. Tu invece da 5 ore che te la porti dietro.
This is called a pretender.
Questo è chiamato un falso.
Simulatore, yes, where the inside is different from the outside.
Dove l'esterno è differente dall'interno.
In Krishna consciousness we have to purify our heart, we have to work on the inside.
Nella coscienza di Krishna dobbiamo purificare il nostro cuore, dobbiamo lavorare all'interno.
We have to discover our sacred space and make it beautiful.
Dobbiamo scoprire il nostro spazio sacro e renderlo bellissimo.
Prabhupada has said we should meditate in such a way that in our heart we place a throne.
Prabhupada disse che dobbiamo meditare in modo da mettere un trono nel nostro cuore.
And on that throne we should welcome Krishna.
E su quel trono dobbiamo dare il benvenuto a Krishna.
Yeah. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's called the Diamond Throne Meditation. Prabhupada writes, the Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It is not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a diamond throne. And Krishna is sitting there. Even if in your mind you think that I have kept one diamond throne because Krishna is coming, Krishna will sit down there.
Potete anche pensare dentro la mente, ho mantenuto questo trono di diamanti perché Krishna sta arrivando e si può sedere lì.
And then Prabhupada continues, he says, you should then wash Krishna's feet with Ganges water or Yamuna water.
E Prabhupada continua questo discorso dicendo che dovete allora bagnare i piedi di Krishna con acqua del fiume Gange o Yamuna.
Then decorate Krishna with ornaments and costly garments.
E poi decorate Krishna con ornamenti e vestiti costosi.
Then you can give him something to eat.
Potete dargli qualcosa da
mangiare. My dear devotees, I'm speaking about an internal state of Krishna consciousness.
Cari devoti, io sto parlando di uno stato interiore di Krishna.
The temple of the heart.
Il tempio del cuore.
It will satisfy you greatly.
Vi soddisferà tantissimo.
Wherever you are, you can sit down and go into this temple of the heart.
Dovunque voi siate, potete sedervi e entrare in questo tempio del cuore.
There's absolutely nothing wrong about it.
Non c'è assolutamente niente di sbagliato in questo.
It will give you a very, very, very nice spiritual foundation.
Vi darà una bella, bellissima, bellissimo fondamento spirituale.
And you will feel actually satisfied wherever you are.
E vi sentirete in realtà soddisfatti dovunque voi siate.
Yes. So, I wanted to make a short little exercise with you.
Voglio fare con voi un piccolo esercizio, prego.
Would you like to go into the temple of your heart?
Desiderate entrare nel tempio del vostro cuore?
Yes. It's a little scary, Krishna Rupa, or Krishna Loka, or it's all right?
Ho un po' paura, ma va bene.
No problem. Good, 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 good. Mm. See, in Nectar of Devotion it is described that when the Brahmana went inside, he first did a few pranayama exercises or breathing exercises. It is a secret that you can become more peaceful if you learn to breathe a little bit. We often have this when we are excited in life. Then someone tells us, now just breathe a few times in and out and become peaceful. Yeah. So we will also do a little breathing exercise. Krishna. Sita, you have to speak softly when I... I request you to look a little bit around in the room. Withdraw your attention from the millions of thoughts that... Fully enter the present moment. Please stretch yourself a little. Ugh. So that it's easier for you to sit straight. And take a few deep breaths. I suggest that you start with a long exhale, like this will deepen your inhale. Again, deep exhale. Deep inhale. If you can breathe without making noise through the nostrils, that's preferable. When you are ready, please close your eyes. And focus on your breathing. Just observe it. Don't try to force your breathing. Just observe how the air goes in and out. Tell yourself that I'm breathing and I know that I'm breathing. I'm breathing in and I know that I'm breathing in. And I'm breathing out and I know that I'm breathing out. I'm breathing in and I know that I'm breathing in. I'm breathing out and I know I'm breathing out. If there should be any physical feelings arising in your body, let them pass.
Dovrebbe esserci una sensazione fisica che entra nel vostro corpo. Lasciatela passare.
If there are any thoughts, allow them to pass.
Se ci sono dei pensieri, permettete loro di passare.
Imagine you are like a mountain.
Immaginate di essere come una montagna.
The thoughts and feelings are like clouds that are passing.
I pensieri e le sensazioni sono come nuvole passeggere.
Just concentrate on your in and outgoing breath.
Semplicemente concentratevi sul vostro respiro, dentro e fuori.
The mind may go here and there, but bring it back. Whenever you breathe in, say to yourself, I breathe in and I know that I'm breathing in. Whenever you breathe out, tell yourself, I'm breathing out and I know that I'm breathing out. Now slowly and gently bring your attention to the space of your heart. Simply tell yourself, I am in eternal soul. I am a part of Krishna.
Io sono una parte di Krishna.
I am full of bliss.
Sono pieno di gioia.
Full of knowledge.
Pieno di conoscenza.
And eternal.
Eterno.
Yes, when you breathe in, you can just meditate that you are a part of God, of Krishna.
Quando inspirate, pensate di essere una parte di Krishna.
I will read to you a wonderful prayer now.
E ora vi leggerò una bellissima preghiera.
Please enter the spirit of this prayer.
Per favore, entrate nello spirito di questa preghiera.
I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna.
Io sono per natura l'eterno servitore di Krishna.
But I have lost my relationship with him.
Ma ho perso la mia relazione con lui.
I have identified myself with my body.
Ho identificato me stesso, il mio corpo.
And wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death.
Io ho vagato continuamente nel ciclo di nascita e morte.
Now, by some unimaginable good fortune, I know that I am Krishna's eternal servant.
Ora, per una fortuna inimmaginabile, so di essere l'eterno servitore di Krishna.
I'm an individual spiritual being.
Sono un essere spirituale individuale.
Totally separate from my gross and subtle body.
Totalmente separato dal mio corpo grossolano e sottile.
By the order, divine order of the spiritual master, I have the good fortune of serving Krishna's lotus feet. I don't have to identify with my temporary roles any longer. I can actually engage in Krishna's service. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm not a brahmachari. I'm not a householder. I'm a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. My dear devotees, this meditation is not about material roles. It's about who you are as a spirit soul. Now from this position we will sing a little bit. Stay in this internal space, please.
Per favore, rimanete in questo spazio
interiore. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Exceptionally good. I must compliment you. I was thinking when I come to Italy and asked the Italian devotees to meditate, they would start walking on the wall from because it was so much against their nature. I was thinking Italian devotees would say, temperamente, Maharaj, temperamente. But you are also meditative. I really feel it is important for us to develop our internal space. It's you know, as if you have a building ground with and a permission to build, and you not use it.
Penso davvero, le volte che dobbiamo imparare a usare questo spazio interiore, perché è come avere un terreno edificabile e non usato.
Imagine someone would give you a building ground worth millions of euros and a permission to build a house and all the building materials, and you wouldn't use it.
Immaginate se qualcuno vi regalasse un terreno edificabile con tutti i permessi per costruire e tutto il materiale di costruzione e voi non lo usate.
So we all have an invitation by Krishna to build up our internal, our Krishna consciousness.
Quindi abbiamo ricevuto tutto l'invito da Krishna per costruire la nostra coscienza di Krishna in
terra. And build a place where we can meet with Krishna every day.
E di costruire un luogo dove possiamo incontrarci con Krishna tutti i giorni.
It is so important that we use this invitation and everything which we have been given.
È così importante che utilizziamo questo invito e tutto ciò che ci è stato dato.
I would like to now show you a slideshow which I called the sacred space.
Mi piacerebbe ora mostrarvi un spettacolo di diapositive chiamato il luogo sacro.
Yes. Points in concluding. But first of all, you are a wonderful audience. I'm really totally delighted. I really think you take to the subject like a hungry person who has been starving for so long. My recommendation really in this external culture where, you know, in our modern times where we are constantly bombarded with emails and with mobile telephone calls and we have to do this and we have to do that, we are really in danger of losing our soul. So this discovery of the temple in the heart is totally going in the opposite direction and satisfying a great need.
La mia raccomandazione è che poiché in questa società siamo costantemente bombardati dai cellulari, dai computer, cose a destra e a sinistra, che perdiamo questo spazio sacro e pertanto è importantissimo che soddisfiamo questi bisogni.
Yes, it satisfies an inner need which is more and more increasing in these crazy times where people are so diverted.
Dobbiamo soddisfare questi bisogni interiori in un mondo così pazzo dove le persone sono così distratte.
Distracta, yes. Distractamento, yes. It's a great problem, really. In Germany, the problem number one is to be burned out. People are burned out. Bruciato.
Bruciato.
Yes. Why? Fuminato. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It means to be burned out. Burn out. Fuminato. Fried. Yeah. Frito. Yes. Completamento, frito completamento. Yeah. It's because people have so much going on in their lives. And they can't digest it, and whatever experience you have which you cannot digest, it creates a toxic waste in you. But if you learn to become a little bit more internal in your life, then you will be able to subconsciously digest all this overload of information which constantly barrages you. I can really prophesize if people don't learn to develop the sacred space inside, they will more and more become hectic and really, yeah, brunciato or frito. A very good way which I want to offer at the end to go inside is prayer. And I must recommend to you this, the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's called the Sharanagati prayers.
E voglio davvero raccomandarvi le preghiere
I don't know if they are all translated into the Italian language, not yet. But let me read to you one prayer. Please sit properly, and inside your mind, you can repeat this prayer with me. Oh Lord. No, inside the mind. Hmm? Yeah. I offer this humble prayer at your lotus feet. Long ago I gave up the shelter of your feet. Now my mind has become dried up like a desert. I am always absorbed in horrible worldliness. On my own I find no strength to rise again. I spend my days bitterly lamenting. My Lord, there has never been a soul as forlorn as me. Please be merciful and award me the association of your devotees. When I am with your devotees, I feel pleasure in my heart because I can hear about you. My Lord, I have to tell you, inside my soul there lives one hope. I want to sing your holy names day and night while I live in your divine abode. Your servant Bhaktivinoda begs a place in the supremely cooling shade of your lotus feet. Yes, so. Yes, fresca, sicuro, yes. My dear devotees, pray. Knock on the door. And Krishna will open it from inside. Krishna will say to you, I'm here, my devotee. Be completely happy in my presence. Yes. Yeah? Another way to enter the sacred space, Anuradha, we again need to switch off the light, is something which I would like to show you in a movie which we made for you. I'm sorry, it was a movie made on Radhakund. Has someone gone to switch off the light? Someone goes, yes. I'm sorry, I didn't know that my very insignificant photo will be there. I hope it will soon go. So. So, Hare Krishna. Please let the light come back, someone. What I wanted to show with this, it's a little bit amateurish, but I think the idea, yes, is clear. When you can't stay at a holy place or can't live at a holy place, it's still possible for you to go there in your mind.
Ciò che volevo mostrarvi con questo filmato amatoriale è che quando non potete vivere nei luoghi santi, potete
this visit of a holy place in your mind can really help you to come deeper in your Krishna consciousness. You can visit Vrindavan and then afterwards sometimes visit in your mind the same places which you have seen while you were there. This is one way which Srila Prabhupada has given us to reside in the holy Dharma in the mind. Huh? If you want to learn more about the sacred space, you have to visit me in the summer in Germany, where I will give for 1 week training in the sacred space.
Se volete sapere di più su questo spazio sacro, dovete visitarmi questa estate in Germania, dove parlerò molto di più su questo argomento.
For now, I want to thank you very much. And yeah, now I think we are very hungry. We feel some space in here, a hungry space. So there needs to be some pasta needs to go inside. The stomach space. I thank you very much. I wish you all the best in your spiritual life. May Krishna bless you unlimitedly. And may you all reach your spiritual goals which you would like to attain in this life. Go, Premanandi! Hari 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 Go! Grazie. Grazie. Thank you. Ripo. Grazie. Yes, grazie. Yes.